Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast. But see, when it was a large, substantial amount of money, but I guess when they were speaking on the documentary, they were saying, you know, we knew this guy had money, we didn't see there was going to be any issue of him paying it back.
Hello and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Phil, she's Jane, and today we're going to be discussing the Tinder swindler. Now, me and Jane haven't spoken about this. We've both watched it and
I'm desperate to talk about this.
let's see what happens. And if you haven't watched the Tinder swindler, then there will be loads of spoilers. So it's up to you whether you want to listen now or whether you want to watch it and save this episode for later. So where are we going to start? Where do you want to start?
I was kind of late to the party, actually. I heard friends and other people on social media talking about Tinder swindler. It was number one at that time on Netflix. I think it's number two now, and everyone's like, you have to watch it. So when I got down to it, I could not believe that people gave this guy money. I just will never understand that, because I know he almost like got their trust by taking them on private jets and taking them for luxurious holidays or wining and dining them. But I think when someone asks for a large, substantial amount of money, I mean, that's a red flag to me.
This is going to be a debate then. This is going to be a debate right now.
Are you going to blame the women?
Oh, no, I'm not blaming the women. I'm blaming him, yeah. 100%.
Because a lot of people are blaming the women, saying like I can see how they got caught up in it. Because they obviously, he's like love bombed them essentially.
He's a narcissist. He's like a massive, massive narcissist. I don't know whether we have to say allegedly, for legal reasons, but he's a narcissist.
But I've been in that situation, nothing extreme, but I've been in a situation where I was dating a guy and he kept asking me to pay for things, and there was an excuse after an excuse. And I fell for it. And my gut instinct saying, you know, this guy's great, but I can't keep doing this. But every time I brought up, you know, can you owe me that money back? He made me feel like I was the type person, like I was quite like so obsessed with like having my money back. So he kind of almost made me feel bad about it, to the point where I just kind of let it go. And there's so many people now who've came forward to say they've been completely scammed.
Yeah. Well, do you want to know the figures I'm going to have to find the figures now.
But what's
keep talking.
Well, what's your thoughts, like, from your perspective when you're watching it? What's your thoughts?
Right. So watching it, first of all, I was like, oh, there's so many red flags here with Cecile and her going to go meet a guy. And then there was a jet. Then there was his ex-wife and child. And I was like, there's so many, so many red flags. And at the start, 11 minutes into it, I was like, yeah, there's so many, so many red flags. But the deeper I looked into it and thought about it and everything like that, he picked women that weren't living in their country that they were born. Yeah. So they were away from family. They didn't have close contact to family. They probably didn't have a huge friend network where they were.
Yeah.
And then he picked women that were quite high up in their successful, and it's successful women, so career women. And he kind of was like, he was like, oh, I'm leaving London tomorrow, but we can meet for a coffee before I go. And literally it was like, pfft. And if they accepted that offer, then he basically did what he did, didn't he? But there was, apparently he, I think it's about 10 million, isn't it?
Oh,
10 million is like swindled off people. But do you want to know some of the facts?
Yes, let me hear the facts.
The scammers' facts. Okay. In 2020 in the US, scammers made $304 million from dating apps.
Oh my gosh.
You ready for the UK figures? Da, da, da. The UK. Oops. I'm trying to read it off my TikTok video. In 2020, in the UK, scammers made 68 million from dating apps. Now, there's 65 million people in the UK. So, it's like every person pretty much giving that a scammer a pound.
It's so terrifying. This is terrifying.
And then in Australia, scammers made 37 million Australian dollars from the dating apps. So, yeah.
So, it's when you business. Say from the dating app, so basically, as in meeting people, it's just basically like the Tinder Swindler, they're meeting people online and scamming them by sometimes not even meeting them in person, and they can still get money transferred to them.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of scammers online. And I think this is the thing, like I say, with the Tinder Swindler, everybody's so quick to judge and like, oh, I wouldn't give money. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do that. But I think we've all probably been there before where we've gave friends money and then we've never seen it again because they disappeared with it.
But see, when it was a large, substantial amount of money, but I guess for when they were speaking on the documentary, they were saying, you know, we knew this guy had money. We didn't see there was going to be any issue of him paying it back. And at one point I'm not too sure which one of the girls it was, he went to give her even more money as a thank you for lending him the money. So he's like, obviously that didn't happen.
That was somebody else's money, so it was passing over, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's very much like, oh, I need to get away from enemies. But then the second woman was actually spending Cecile's money because she was out spending the summer with
The most frustrating thing as well is he's got away with it. And he's now even more famous because his Instagram is back up and running.
He's still on TikTok with a blue tick.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And he's also on Cameo.
This is
Cameo, they have to approach you. You have to be accepted by someone to be seen.
Pisses me off. It's like, why are we putting someone like that who is a complete conman and he's now getting fame from this? He's now buying all the luxuries he wants. And it's almost like there's girls out there that are still dating him, or I think he's got a girlfriend just now. And I'm like, you've probably seen the documentary, you've probably heard about him, but it doesn't seem to put them off.
He's a narcissist. He's got NPD or very high narcissistic traits, and he basically manipulates people into thinking that he didn't do any wrong. The documentary was basically a hate trip against him. He's the victim. And this is the thing with narcissists. Narcissists play the victim. They play like everything that's ever happened to them is somebody else's fault and not their own. And
you can see the enjoyment he's getting now from it, because he's like laughing like, oh, that, because he puts on his Instagram, it's like hashtag thank you, Netflix, or something like that. I can't remember what his hashtag says, but it's basically like, haha, I've won this. Like, I'm not the victim now because I'm getting all this money thrown at me. I can now still keep this designer lifestyle, luxurious lifestyle. It's so wrong.
5 months in prison. 5 months in prison, and that was it. It was meant to be an 18-month sentence, wasn't it?
Yeah, but see, the prison term, was that not for something else, wasn't it? Was that not for another crime in the past? It wasn't even for...
It wasn't for defrauding them. They've set up a GoFundMe because I think it's about £600,000 that they got swindled out of. Scammed. Let's not call it swindled. Swindle sounds too posh, doesn't it? He was a scammer.
He's a con artist.
Yeah. He's a con man. And they had to set up a GoFundMe because literally, it affects people's mental health. The fact that Cecile had to go to a mental health unit, a psychiatric hospital, because she wanted to end her life because it got so bad, it's absolutely ridiculous, you know.
And there's been no apology to these ladies. And the ladies that did the documentary, they're just a tiny percentage of the people that he's conned.
Yeah, he's conned so many people. And what annoys me more about it is the woman on the plane with the child was actually one of the first women that apparently he conned. Now, what was she getting out of it? Was she getting a bit of a payoff for doing that? Or was that actually his child? Like, so many questions. And did Peter know about it? Did his business partner know about it? Are they all in on it? Like,
it's mad, isn't it? He's on his TikTok page. I'm just going to check how many followers he's got. He's got 201,400 followers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all just flashing his lifestyle. One of his videos got 1.2 million views, and he's put on the tagline or the comments, "You paid for it, so have a magnificent day." So it's like hashtag Tinder money, hashtag thank you. So it's just kind of like it's all in everyone's face. Like, his victims must be looking at it thinking, how is this possible?
But this is the problem with the world. Like, the people that do wrong seem to get away with stuff and then seem to become more famous off it. It's like, it's seriously. And do you know what? If I was dating anybody, I would seriously look at if they follow him on his profile, like on any of his profiles, because it's a big red flag to me. Like, anyone that celebrates this person and thinks he's a god or thinks he's amazing and thinks he's a genius, they're just as bad as him.
And also, totally. And think of the people that watch this documentary and they think, oh, wow, that I wonder if I can try that. You know, they may start.
Because there's no punishment for it. He hasn't got a punishment. And Tinder banned him. But I think he's apparently on Bumble now or wherever. He's just proving that he can be places. I don't know if his girlfriend's his girlfriend or what's going on. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And then loads of people set up fake profiles of him as well because they wanted the fame, they wanted all of that.
Yeah.
And
have you been scammed before?
Have I been scammed? No, no, but
or have you gave money and not got it back?
Oh, I've gave money to friend, who I thought was a friend before. I've gave money because of the whole sob story, everything like that, gave it to them, and then. Never got it back. They completely disappeared, got blocked, everything like that. That was, probably about £300 or something like that.
Yeah. So. That's the thing. The sad thing is you thought you trust that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, you're not just losing money, you're losing a friendship.
Yeah, and it's empathy. They go for people that that have empathy for people. They are caring for people. They build up this big lie, like he did. He built up this whole like, oh, look at me, I'm successful, blah 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 blah. But then he was it was almost a manipulation at 180 where he flipped it and was like, oh, I'm in trouble, I'm in danger, I need help. And then obviously these women were like, I need to help him, you know, because they cared for him. And he built up this whole connection, like messaging every day, sending video messages every day. Oh, I love you. Da, da, da. I want to be, I want you to be the mother of my child, et cetera, et cetera. So basically, Even at the start, Cecile said about Beauty and the Beast was her favourite film.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, the romantic films and everything like that, messed it all up because they were literally... She wanted to find love.
Yeah.
She wanted to find somebody, and she's been watching all these films. She's like, I'm in a different country. I'm on my own. I'm, you know, on Tinder, and all of a sudden this guy turns up. Now, could the money have been a bit of a, I'm trying to think of the word.
Well, it's exciting. If someone says, I can take you in a private jet, you're in your head, you're going to be like, this is unbelievable. I mean, when am I ever going to get an opportunity? So yeah, you get that excitement.
But I mean, I think he created fake websites and stuff like that as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because
he sent her like a to be signed on to his company as an employee.
Mm-hmm. Which was because Levy, he's actually, Lev Levy is a big diamond billionaire, I think it is. And I mean, doing quick Google search, you could actually see that he hasn't got Simon as a son and got all his other sons listed.
Yeah.
I mean, his other sons have been in trouble with the law. They got done. I say other sons. I mean, his sons have been in trouble with the law because they're smuggling diamonds.
Right.
So they've been arrested before. But it's like there. It's easy to say it when you're looking from the outside in. I suppose it's easy to Google search. But if he's created false websites, actually he's got a photo that's been photoshopped with his so-called dad. It's a lot more difficult, isn't it? Because you actually want to believe this person. So
there's quite a lot of tips online on how to see the signs for a dating scam. So some of them are they're keen to take your conversation away from chat facilities in most dating sites, so they prefer to text, WhatsApp, or speak on the phone instead. They ask a lot about you while avoiding sharing much information about themselves. Details don't tend to add up, so whether because their story changes or they don't reflect the reality of your experience of them. So, for example, they may claim to be from a certain location but not understand local slang.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to fall for you hard and fast, perhaps saying they've never felt like this before, or they give you a pet name early on. Other ones are any arrangements to meet up in person are cancelled or delayed, with financial trouble often used as an excuse. And lastly, money worries or troubles come up often in conversation without directly asking you for help. This comes later.
Yeah. A lot of them use the old fact of, oh, my mum's in trouble, or I've got a problem, I've got an issue, and it's to make you feel sorry for them. Now, do you know on that first point that you made about them taking it off?
Yeah, that one's a bit iffy because sometimes I feel like, what's your thoughts on that?
So my thoughts on it, and I've been telling a lot of followers on TikTok, I'm like, stay on the dating app as long as possible.
Okay.
Don't take it off there because it's got the chat facility on there. Mm-hmm. It's got the video call facility. Until you meet them in person, don't be giving out your private details because you can actually find a lot from somebody's number. Like you can, like if this person's got a business, if this person's signed up for anything with their number, you can actually find out a lot. And then as I was telling people about 192.com, basically if you are to put in someone's first name, last name and area, you can actually find their address, and for a small fee, you can get a background check.
Wow.
So it's all off the electoral roll.
Right.
So, and you can actually go on to 192.com and request for your information to be removed, or request it as a family member or anything like that. And in 24 hours, they should take it off. If not, then you can contact them again. But that's the thing. So anybody listening, if you go on to 192.com now, type in your first name, type in your last name, and type in the area that you live in, you can actually find out who you live with on the electoral roll.
That's crazy.
Yeah? Are you just doing it?
I'm just doing it now. 192.com?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you probably haven't done the electoral roll since you moved in there,
It
might have previous addresses.
Yeah. So this is crazy.
But when you do the electoral roll, everyone, there is a little box, a tiny, tiny box at the bottom to say that you don't want your information going public. So make sure you check that. And once you check that, any information there on onwards will be taken off, so they won't pass it out to the public. But yeah, you can find out information, and I think it's like $4.95 you can get their exact address and then background checks and stuff like that. So yeah,
all right. So you actually can pay money to actually.
Oh yeah, yeah, to find out all the information you need. Yeah, yeah, it's scary. Lots of people don't know about it. That's why I was trying to push it out there to try and get people to take off their information, and because it's just ridiculous. Like from safety aspect as well. And this is why I'm saying don't let people have your social media straight away. Mm-hmm. Because if they've got your social media, mm-hmm. you normally put your first name on there, you normally put your last name, and from the dating app, they know the area that you live in. Mm-hmm. So they could go onto something like 192.com, find out your address, et cetera, et cetera. If things end up badly, because you don't know who you're talking to online, you don't know who you're talking to on a dating app.
That's why you've made a good point there about social media, because a lot of the dating apps, you can actually link your social media onto the app. So
yeah,
I've always said to friends that are doing it, I'm like, they'll say, should I add my Instagram? I'm like, absolutely no. Not. Absolutely.
It gives instant access. Yeah. And the thing is, you're not swiping on that person. Like, if they put their social media on there, because there's this new trend going around on TikTok that I made a quick podcast about last time, where people are screen recording their swipes and commenting on them, but they're showing all the information like location. Some of them have social media on their accounts. Mm-hmm. And I actually messaged some of the girls to say, listen, this is what's happening. And they're like devastated at that fact. But I'm like, don't put your social media out there.
Yeah.
Don't. Because people can instantly message you. They can comment on your videos. They can comment on everything like that. And you haven't matched with this person to be able to go, right, now you've got access to me. You are giving people instant access. So, yeah.
It's also easy to work out. So if some people's Instagrams don't have their full name, it's actually mm-hmm. quite easy to work out your full name and find you on Facebook, because all mm-hmm. they have to do is look at comments and see how people refer to you. There's loads of wee giveaways, and then you can, yep. or you can, what you can do. So say you've only maybe located their first name. You can mm-hmm. find a full name of someone that they follow, look them yep. up on Facebook, see who they follow with the same name as you, and then you've got their surname.
Or people that tag their family into yes. photos, and yeah. then you search that, you can find out all their family information. Social media gives away so much. And this mm-hmm. is the thing. When I see social media, I swipe left. And the thing is, Simon Levee put his social media on there because he wanted to show everybody his yeah. lifestyle. Mm-hmm. He wanted to show everyone he was a billionaire's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing for me would have been, if his dad's a billionaire, why didn't he ask his dad to bail him out?
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing. But like I say, he's a master of manipulation, and he led these women into this belief that they would be together. You know, this belief that they were the only one, and then they wanted to help. So that's when they paid for it. But the thing that annoyed me about Tinder is Tinder didn't ban him until the Tinder swindler came out. The actual Netflix. But this was actually a story a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out as a news report. Why didn't Tinder not ban him then? Why did Tinder
ridiculous.
Not, you know, and all the other dating sites should get on board. But unfortunately, dating sites are about money. The apps are about how much money they can take, because there's 30% married men on dating apps and 18% married people. And 18% of people that are in relationships. If they started verifying everyone, mm-hmm. their numbers would go down, and they want the numbers up so yeah. people see more profiles, stuff like that. And
which is so wrong.
Yeah,
it's so wrong.
Yeah.
And there's actually another kind of document. Well, it's not a documentary. This is more a drama based on true events yeah. called Inventing Anna. That's yes. number one. And again, it's kind of not obviously on. Dating, it's to do with scamming as well. So
mm-hmm.
it's just, there's all these things coming out now in social media and papers. Everyone's kind of saying, okay, like this has happened to me. So it is so common.
Yeah, it is. You can be anyone you want to be online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can create any world that you want, you can be whoever you want, you can say whatever you want, and you don't have to have evidence to back it up. And that's the scary thing, you know.
And also, don't feel forced into whatever that person says if they're asking for, even if it's like £5 and you don't feel right, don't feel forced. You can say anything. You can throw it back at them saying, actually, I'm struggling for money too. Could you give me money? Like, you can throw it back on them. Yeah, we've just got to be so careful.
A lot of people use Google Play cards and stuff like that, where they can get the like gift cards and stuff. So don't. The thing what I say is, people that you have never met online or never met in person or only met a couple of times, what you've got to do is you've got to stand back from the situation and go, like, you have to look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they may say whatever they say, but they're lying. If they're scammers, mm-hmm. they're lying. They will use anything possible. They will say their mother's dying. They will say, you know, their son, their daughter, they've got medical issues and stuff like that, because they want to pull at your heartstrings. And the thing is, like we said, the amount of money that these people are making, because they go after certain people that they can manipulate.
Yeah.
And it's all about, obviously, looking at the situation, never giving people money that you meet online. It's like, because they could be doing what he did, or they, you know, people that you haven't even met, they'll be spending that money everywhere. There's all those, millions and millions of dollars, like hundreds of millions of dollars that people have made out of it.
You always see those kind of interviews on daytime programs like This Morning. And it's always like someone that's came on saying, I married someone and we were so in love and he's now took all my money. And I'm like, how did you not see it? And it's always someone that's a lot older and they've married mm-hmm. someone that's a lot younger. So it's like they've got a toy boy and you're sitting there. And that's the thing, you're not in their shoes, but at the same time, you're shouting at the TV thinking, how did you get yourself into that mess? How did you think that person who, I mean, you're 20, 30 years older than them. And
yeah. I mean, sometimes it can be people that have been in relationships with. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they will get you to take out a credit card and basically spend money, and then they will leave you with the debt, you know? Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you just got to look out for it. You got to protect yourself. And if there's any extravagant purchases or anything like that within the relationship, then if that person wanted it, that person should get it, you mm-hmm. know. Or if you both want it, it's like you put in a certain amount each, kind of thing. But you shouldn't clear anyone else's debts by taking out debts yourself. So, you know.
Well, hopefully this documentary, Tinder Swindler, has opened people's eyes and it was number one for ages. Hopefully it's created awareness and made people think more carefully about how they go about their dating life.
But it's like you said earlier, it's got two effects, hasn't it? It's made people realize what's going on. Well, more than two. Made people realize what's going on. Then it's made people judge the women, thinking, this is never going to happen to me. And then it's created him fame, where loads of people are following him and inspired to be him. And it's like, so yeah, there's multiple sides.
Yeah.
What's your final thoughts on this?
My final thoughts is, I'm frustrated that the apps are not doing more. And like you said, it's all about they need the numbers for creating sponsors and money. It frustrates me that it's not stricter. Frustrates me that you can't use ID to verify who you are. That really frustrates me, because safety is number one key, you know. So what's your final thought?
Well, it's pretty much that. I read the Tinder terms and conditions, and literally they said they have no, basically you can't take them to court or anything if anything happens to you through their app. They've literally taken all responsibility away, and they say, we do not do criminal background checks, da, da, da. And then in its terms, it's got, if you have been a criminal, you're not allowed to sign up for Tinder. But how many criminals are going to be listening to that?
Yeah.
You know,
no.
People don't read the terms and conditions. No. And this is the problem. It's like, yeah. So I think the apps need to do more. I think the apps definitely need to do more. Start caring about the customers. Well, that's what people are, the users. And stop caring about your numbers and money, because, you know, it shouldn't cost all that money to find love, but now they know a way of cost charging people, they're going to continue doing it, aren't they? Like the billions that Tinder have made.
Yeah. That's sad. So,
yeah, there we go. Anyway, on to better things. On next week's episode, we have Aaron from It's Okay Clothing. And we are talking about mental health and listening to his story on that. And that was a really good episode to record.
Yeah, he was so inspirational.
Yeah, amazing. He was great. And there's a lot to take away from that episode. And yeah, if you haven't seen The Tinder Swindler yet, sorry if we spoiled it for you, but we did warn you at the start.
Definitely give it a watch and let us know your thoughts. Feel free to get in touch on the Instagram.
Yeah, drop us a message. See what you think. If you agree with us, if you don't, and also if you've enjoyed the podcast so far, then recommend it to a friend. They don't have to be single. They could be in a relationship, because this will help them understand what single people are going through more. And if they ever do come to that situation where they do become single, then, you know,
absolutely,
we're here. We're here to help.
Absolutely.
So, thank you very much for listening, and
bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.